You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
So now here is a beautiful insight. As we see, Avraham Avinu, Alav Shalom, and his wife, to have children, what process they went through, their name changed. Right? Avraham, because Avraham, Sarai became Sarah. So like Yaakov Avinu, what process he went through, right? So now here, Yitzhak Avinu, Alav Shalom, felt maybe my wife has to change her name. No? If my father and my mother to have me, they change the name, so maybe my wife has to do the same thing. Make sense? What do you mean?
I'm not quite so sure that Abraham and Sarah had to change their wives to have Yitzhak. They had to change their names to be on a different level.
No. It says in the Torah that Ibn Sholam says your wife's name that used to be Sarai. It's not Sarai anymore. Then he says, "Uvarachti ota," and then I'm gonna bless her, and then v'gam natati mimena lecha ben. Here it says I'm gonna change her name to have a son. It says in the Torah. That's what it says here. So now it's the same thing. Yitzhak Avinu Alav Shalom said, maybe my wife needs a new birth certificate. So then here, that's why it doesn't specify exactly. So he says, So what is ishto? So he says, my wife, so probably needs to change her name. And then we see, he says that, and then he prayed to Hashem, and Hashem accepted his tefillah. And then what happened? It says, Vataha Rivka. So Hashem said, no. You don't need to change your wife's name. Here, Rivka is going to have a child. And so what happened? It's an interesting question that we see. Abraham became Abraham. Yaakov became Yisrael. Yitzhak became, what happened? How come Yitzhak them never changed?
Because
he never left
Yisrael.
Is that why?
Put his neck on the
misbeh. Say? Fine, but if, so the same way Hashem said, your name is going to be Abraham, your name is going to be Israel, the same thing. So how come out of all the Avot HaKedushim, Yitzhak Avinu, his name was never changed? You never thought about this? No? Beautiful.
But he was given the name by Hashem anyways.
Yitzhak Avinu?
Yeah.
Here, Yaakov Avinu, the same thing. Here, it says, Ve'glashemo Yaakov. Here, Rashi Kedushin says, who named them Yaakov? Who?
The people.
No. No, that was Esav. Yeah, look at Rashi. It says, Hashem. Hashem named him Yaakov. Here, it's also Abraham. Also, Hashem made his name Abraham. Yisrael, the same thing. Yaakov, the same thing. But Yitzchak, his name never was changed. And not only that, here you see that it says, Lenochach Ishto.
Ishto.
Lenochach Ishto. What does Lenochach Ishto mean? Here, there's a very big discussion that says, Vayat Elo Hashem. That we're talking about Yivka Yimeno, that she was the daughter of who? Was she Sadiq? Or not tzaddik. Not tzaddik at all. And then Yitzchak was the son of tzaddik. So whose level is greater?
Tzaddik
when tzaddik
is higher than
tzaddik when Maybe. So he says in the Gemara that the makom, the ba'alei teshuvah, those that they come back to Hashem and they repent and they don't repeat their mistakes. Afilu. Sadiqim Gevurim, that means the highest righteous people, they cannot stand in their place. So who is greater? So what does that mean? So what does it mean greater and to have Zahud? When you greater, you don't have Zahud? What does that mean?
What does it mean?
No, either you have zechut and you become great, or you don't have zechut, you don't become great. You understand?
You're a tzaddik ben rasha. You praise getting answered because of you, not because of your father or rasha.
Okay, so that means?
But it's a tzaddik ben tzaddik. Prayer gets answered for him and the zechut of Zah.
No, here we see the technique, the pattern that Yitzhak is using is very interesting. Because he says he prayed to Hashem lenochach ishto. It's not, I mean, if you're telling me he's the son of a tzaddik, right? So shouldn't he use the zechut of his Abba?
Yes.
Yes. No? But here it's a puzzling thing. It says, Lenochach Ishto. What does Lenochach Ishto mean? You follow? Or when you say he's the son of a tzaddik, he himself has a zechut or not? He does. No? So what do you want from your wife? What do you want from your wife? And not only that, he says he prayed Lenochach Ishto. And then all of a sudden, you see, unbelievable thing. It says, Vayaten lo Hashem. He says, Hashem answered him. What does that mean? You pray, you use your wife, Lenochach Ishto, and you do tefillah. And then you see the tefillah is accepted because of, what does that mean? First of all, we have to understand what's happening here, that Yitzhak Avinu, his name now must not change. And not only that, he is a patent that he uses as an intermediate, his wife, that his tefillah would be accepted, and all of a sudden he says here that Hashem answered him. It's an unbelievable thing. It's very, very complicated. And these...
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.